My name is John Erling, and today's date is February 21st, 2019. So, Carlton, would you state your full name, please?
Carlton D. Pearson.
And what does the D stand for?
Demetrius.
And where does Demetrius come from?
It's a Greek reference to measurements and angles and angels. Mom just named it. She just heard it and liked it and named me that.
She just liked the sound of it.
Mm-hmm. Demetrius. Mm-hmm. But instead of being spelled with D-E, it's D-M-T-R-I-U-S.
Demetrius.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Did you pass it on to any of your children?
My son.
Okay.
Not Carlton, just Julian. His name is Julian, but his middle name is Demetrius.
Sure. Your date of birth?
March 19th, 1953.
And that makes your present age?
65.
And we are recording this in the recording facilities of VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Where were you born?
San Diego, California.
Let's talk about your mother, your mother's name, and a little bit about her, her personality. What was her name?
Her name is Lily Ruth Johnson Pearson. She was born in East Texas in 1921 or something like that. She's 89, so whatever that is. She is the only daughter of Gilbert Johnson and Cora Lee Evans Johnson. Excuse me. Her grandfather, Lun Evans, was half white. His mother was repeatedly raped by the wealthy landowners that they were sharecroppers with, indentured servants almost. And eventually she got pregnant and had him, and he's the only one of her children whose name was Evans, and the father acknowledged him, gave him the name. They live to this day, his family does, on part of the property the Evans gave them. And so Papa, my great-grandfather, whom I knew, had 26 children that we know of. five by his first wife, 10 by his second wife, and the other 10 or 11, just various. Papa was a rolling stone.
Right.
But he was a Pentecostal preacher back in the right after the what we call the Azusa Street Revival, the Pentecostal Revival, 1906 to 1909. Sometime within that period, he received what we call the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and his father gave him the initial property to build a church to get them colored saved. They were, because they were drinking and fighting, and so Papa started a little church and started preaching. He looked so much like a white man that he could actually stop lynchings, because his name was Evans. He would get on his horse and just ride up there and stop it. And to the day he died, was a very kind brute man, but spiritual and mystical, could barely read, prayed for the sick, was known for praying for the sick, casting out devils and all that kind of stuff, but died without running water or electricity in his home. I remember how frustrated I was when I went down there as a kid and to Texas, and realized that my great grandfather, whom I worship because he was such a man of God, was so poor. I mean, really, really poor. In his house and his daughters, the ones there are a couple of them who are around my age, and they were still at the house, and he was sick, of course, a lot towards the end. But anyway, it was just interesting to, and I went to his funeral and played the piano at his funeral. There was no piano player.
How old was he when he died?
Papa was 90, like 91, 92,
wow,
something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's your great-grandfather. And then your grandfather, was he a minister too?
On my dad's side.
Okay.
My maternal grandfather wasn't. I led him to the Lord myself. He went cold turkey, stopped smoking, because we thought you couldn't go to heaven smoking. He stopped smoking cold turkey after smoking 50 years. Died right here in the Hilton, in the Hillcrest Hospital, living with me at the time. And
your grandfather?
My mother's father.
Yeah.
I think he had lung cancer, but he never had emphysema, never went to the hospital for that. In fact, he never went to the hospital till the time he was living with me, which was a few days before he died.
So your mother's personality, what was she like?
She's pretty strong. Mom was a choleric, and she was the dominant influence in our household, the dominant influence on me. She wasn't real attentive. She was an only child, and my dad was the eldest of seven. Daddy was the caregiver and caretaker. Mama was sort of a caregiver, but she'd never relished being a mother and having all these kids and giving up her life. As she was beautiful, she could sing like Ella Fitzgerald or somebody, and would have done that, but her parents would not have it because that was worldly and stuff like that. So we got most of our affection from our from my father.
Mother, and his name, your father's name?
Adam Lewis Pearson. His dad, Elector Pearson, was born in Boley, or at least met his mother, my grandmother, Donnie, in Boley, Oklahoma. And I didn't realize that till I got down here in 1971, that my paternal grandmother was from Boley. Her aunt and my uncle, Bill, came to California in a covered wagon back in the turn of the century. And they were like homesteaders. They put fence around there, just 5 miles north of the Tijuana border. You know, nobody wanted that property. So, and we lived out there for 7 years, and he had hogs and chickens and stuff like that. In fact, the third Church of God in Christ, which is our denomination, was built by him, the second by my dad's dad. The physical building, it's still there in San Diego, California, St. Luke Church of God in Christ. But my Uncle Bill and aunt, who had no children, started a Sunday school in a converted chicken coop. And that became the Woodlawn Park Church of God in Christ, where we attended for 7 years. They were founders of that church. So we have a long, long church history within that area. But my grandparents backslid when they were, I don't know what age they were, but my grandfather, part Native American, part African American, really good-looking man, and he was a womanizer with the women of the church. And that went on for years. A lot of the preachers struggled because we were from a sexually repressed background anyway, as holiness preachers and people, Pentecostal tongue talker, pew jumper, devil thumping, Bible totally and quoting. They were suppressed racially, educationally, and they were afraid of God, afraid of the white man, afraid of the devil, afraid of the other member of the church. A lot of psychosis in that group, now that I look back.
Was this your maternal or paternal?
Paternal grandfather,
Elector Pearson. You said they backslid. Mother, too.
After a while, about 2 years after granddaddy did, my grandma, we called her grandmama, she was a preacher, a powerful preacher. She could out-preach daddy. My mother said she would pray until she looked like she was an inch off the ground, just elevating, levitating off the ground. And but she because she was a woman, they would not allow her. They would never ordain her, and they were always demeaning the women. And she would go out for weeks with my grandfather or her sister, my Aunt Carrie, and they would hold revivals for 2 and 3 weeks, and Daddy would be left at home with the kids. You know, with his six siblings taking care of them. I remember one time I was feeding my daughter. My wife was at the church, and I had my little baby daughter, Majesty, in my arms, and she started crying, and I went to the refrigerator and brought out some milk and fed her. And Dad said, "What are you doing?" I said, that's Gina's milk. He said, "What do you mean that's Gina's milk?" I said, he had never heard of pumping. They had these machines. Gina pumped the milk. And he said, "Well, isn't that something?" He said, "Can you imagine her crying all night?" He said, my baby sister Plum would cry all night like that, and I didn't have anything to give her. Yeah. Sometimes I would stick my finger in her mouth, he said I'd run behind a produce truck, and a piece of lettuce or cabbage leaf or something would fall off, and I would boil it and try to give her something to drink. Mm-hmm. He was very moved by how blessed I was based on the way he was raised.
So then your father, was he a minister as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what was his personality like?
Daddy was pretty phlegmatic, just very calm, always calm. He was the stabilizer. He was not emotional about anything. He drove slowly, always too slow for me. Daddy was the kind of guy that would tell you what you could do. My mother was the kind that told you what you should do. I needed both of them. Mother would have killed me if it was just her, because she was too dry. She drove me too much. Daddy, if it had been just my dad, I wouldn't have ever done anything, because he just was so calm about it. I needed both those energies, both those personalities, to get me to do the things that I did.
How many brothers, sisters did you have?
Five others. My, the first one, Caroline, died. just within hours. And then my sister Aunt Tanya, followed by my brother Jingles. We call him Jingles. His name is Elector Lewis. And then my sister Renee, then me, then my two baby sisters, Gail and Monica.
How many bloodlines are coursing through your body then? You mentioned Native American. What blood do you have in your system? You have some Native American?
And Creek. On Daddy's side, Creek Indian. In fact, my grandmother, Donnie, her maiden name is Mingo, like the street out here. But she was born in Boley. And my mother's people were Cherokee and white, Scottish, because of the Evans side. Irish Scottish, I guess. And I took my mother to Wales and to Scotland, and to we didn't find any of our roots there, but she just wanted to see it.
So then the African American comes in from.
Well, on my mother's mother was dark, dark black African. My grandmother, I never met her. She died when my grandmother was small. And on my dad's side, Donnie. Nobody's really sure about my grandfather because he was adopted. My paternal grandfather, Pearson, they say his name was something different. But my grandmother's dad was black, African, more African than Indian. Her mother was more Indian. Had long. I saw her once or twice when I was little, long braids all the way down her back on my grandmother's side. So you won't find very many in Oklahoma, very many African Americans who don't have some Indian blood in them.
Yeah. And did your father's profession, what was it?
He started preaching when I was about 14 years old. But he was just at one time he owned service stations and Quick Trips. Not Quick Trips, but 7-Elevens. But Daddy could barely read. He was most of the time when we were coming up, he worked at Convair, which made big airplane wings during World War II. And one and two. And he worked there for several years. And then he worked for another man sort of in a custodial position most of his life. He cleaned banks. My brother and I would clean banks and restaurants and stuff like that with him. But then we had a smart cousin on my mother's side that got him into the 7-Eleven business. So we owned three of them. And my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, worked for Brother Daniels, one of the deacons in our church, who owned a service station, and later too. So we did service station work, and my dad could have been a millionaire, but he just couldn't manage money, and he didn't understand that kind of a thing at all.
Well, when he got into 7-Eleven, did he then accumulate some wealth?
They didn't manage it well. Right. People thought we were rich, because at one time, the Pearsons were very frugal, and they were industrious. We owned, my uncle from here, Uncle Bill, came out in the covered wagon. He had the first black-owned fire department—not department, but fire station. And fire, because we lived out in the country, and I remember when the houses would catch fire, they would burn to the ground. So he started he bought an old fire truck and had a little garage. My dad's grandmother owned the first black-owned service station in San Diego. They just were not educated people. They had no formal training. They were just industrious and hardworking, and they would come up with ways to make money. And so that's just in daddy's line of the family. But he could have been a millionaire if he had had the proper surrounding of men. My mother didn't like the fact that the 7-Eleven store sold beer and wine and girly magazines and all the Hustler and Penthouse and Playboy. That's where I first saw them. Mm-hmm. And so mother felt really bad about that because we were actually selling cigarettes and selling wine. Yep. So that was a struggle between them, and eventually it didn't work.